Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest says that the veil between heaven and earth is getting thinner. That's why we're hearing of so many people having visitations to heaven, so many people seeing in the visible world, seeing angels, so many people being able to understand the invisible world. And she says she can teach you to see into this invisible realm. Anyone interested?
Yeah.
Me too. You know, as I read the Tanakh, the Jewish scriptures, I see a term there called seer. And it's always intrigued me, no end. Anna, you are a New Covenant seer. Explain what a seer is exactly.
So, seer, that term, it's not a wackadoo term. I mean, it's been in the Bible. It's been there for all times. But a seer is somebody that hears from the Lord. They get wisdom from the Lord primarily through the gift of sight. And they prophesy or discern into a situation with that gift.
Now, you see things sometimes over people. Mm-hmm. Give me an example of where you saw something over a person and it resulted in them being helped.
Sure. Often, because I work in healing ministry a lot, and so sometimes when I'm praying for someone or someone comes for prayer, I will see an area of their body, you know, highlighted. Like one time I was praying for this lady and I saw her shoulder. Mm-hmm. And it was highlighted in a different color. It just looked purple. And she did not actually ask me for prayer for that. But I said, hey, is your shoulder hurting? What's going on with your shoulder? And she said, yes, it is hurting.
Yes,
so I prayed, our team and myself prayed for this lady. And as we were praying, I could see the presence of the Lord come over her shoulder. And I could see a literal color change. And I said, well, what's going on now? Because your shoulder... You know,
I'm healed.
It looks better. God's on it. What's going on?
Oh, you have an unfair advantage over the devil. That's pretty cool. I like that. Do you ever see words over people?
Yes. So I will see words also where, you know, sometimes sickness gets locked in our body because, you know, we've got hurt or wounds or other things just then.
Unforgiveness,
bitterness, things that we hold on to. So sometimes I might see the word like unforgiveness or bitterness over someone and I'll know, hey, that's the root. That's where the enemy's got them. That's why sickness is on them right now. So we'll go after that. We'll pray together. Hey, is there something going on in your life where, you know, you can't forgive somebody? And through that, then they get healed. As we walk them, you know, I walk them through forgiving that person, then they receive healing.
When was the first time you can remember seeing in the invisible world?
Well, when I was 5 years old, I was playing in my room and an angel walked in and...
Were you afraid?
I wasn't. Isn't that weird? You would think stranger danger. A five-year-old would be scared, yeah. But it wasn't. It was like my best friend just walked in the room and he was really warm and friendly and we played together. And he told me his name was Timothy. I asked him, what's your name? You know, kids just ask whatever they want. So I said, what's your name? He said, Timothy.
Angel.
He told me he's my guardian angel. And I asked him, can I touch your wing? And she said, sure. So I got to touch his wing.
But what does his wings feel like? I've never touched an angel's wing.
It was really gentle, like soft, but also very firm and strong.
Tell me about the next time you saw an angel.
I was a missionary in Brazil, and I was working in the drug trafficking slums. And I had gone with a bunch of my friends, went to our other friend's house that evening. So I was very, very naive, very ambitious, but very naive. And I thought, I'm going to go walk home on my own. And I hadn't been in the country very long, and I didn't speak Portuguese at the time. So I started walking. I got completely lost. Very quickly, I was lost. It was very scary. I'm not going to lie. It was very scary because all around me, I could see drug traffickers. I could see...
So you were in a bad area town.
I was in a bad area. I was in the favela. I was in the slum, and I could see men carrying guns, and there was also children, little boys like 7 years old carrying guns. And they were approaching me. It's like, you don't belong here, And they were coming closer and closer and closer. So I, little woman of faith that I am here, I got down on my knees and I just started crying. And I said, God, I need your help. I need your help. I am so, so stupid and naive to do this on my own. And I am lost. I need help and I need help now. My life was really in danger. And I heard the Lord's voice and he just said, Anna, look up. So I looked up. Looked down the block, because the favelas kind of go like this, they zigzag. I looked down the block, and I saw an angel. And he was standing at the end of the block and waved, picked a flower, and dropped it, and then took off. So it didn't take me a second to think what I was going to do. I didn't have another option.
Right.
So I just went, I'm going to go get that flower, chase that angel. So I ran to the end of the block, picked up the flower, and then looked down the next block, and there he was at the very next block. And he did the same thing. Wave, drop the flower. So I ran to the next block, picked up the flower, and this kept going on and on and on. It was like an hour and a half of just zigzagging through the favelas until the very last flower he dropped was at my doorstep. And I was back home.
And Anna told me she actually pressed one of the flowers to always remember it. And you have it right there.
I did.
Can I see it?
Yes. It even says the day I was lost and I found an angel home. I brought it.
Wow. That is neat. You'll always remember this. And you'll always remember not to walk in a country where you don't speak one word alone in the drug traffic area. When we come back, I want Anna to pray for you to have your eyes open to see angels. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Anna, how did you start developing this seer gift?
So when I was 22 and I started seeing, the Lord taught me some things to train in it. I would be very intentional. I'm very intentional every day to spend at least 10 minutes a day. And now it's more than that, but at first 10 minutes a day. And to ask the Lord to encounter me with just my senses. And I would pray always, Lord, open my senses to experience you. I would shut my eyes. The Lord would start showing me a picture. I'd ask the Lord, show me a picture. Either the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, whoever, to encounter me. Because sometimes the Lord would encounter me as God the Father, or sometimes Jesus, or sometimes Holy Spirit would come, but encounter me. And I would see a picture, whether it be just, it started like footsteps. I'd just see footsteps, and that was it. And then I'd say, and that was it. Footsteps, okay. What do I do with that? So I'd write it down in my journal, and then I'd say, okay, God, take me back there. The Lord would show me more. Next time it would be like I'd be walking, following the footsteps, and the next time I would feel the grass under my feet, and then the next time I would smell the grass. So seers use all of their senses. Mm. It's not just about sight, right? We could taste, we can hear, and then every time I'd ask for more and more and more until it became, going to heaven. And I'd get to experience and walk in heaven with the Lord and see things. And I would always ask, can I come back? God, take me back, you know.
I asked you on the telephone, what was one of the most profound things that you observed when you were in heaven? Mm-hmm. And you came right out with it. His eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
There's nothing like the Father's eyes. He's taken me to heaven, and there's times where I've gotten to just look right into His eyes. And they're alive. There's so much. It's so hard to describe what God's eyes are like, but it's like the sovereignty and power and authority come through His eyes. You can see fire, but at the same time, they're warm and gentle and full of so much love. It's like He would look at me and in all my impurities and, you know, who am I? Little Anna. But He would just look at me, and just the amount of love that would come through those eyes, there's just nothing like it.
You pray for people often to be healed.
Yeah.
Tell me about this woman that you must have had tremendous compassion for. 17 years
yes.
of chronic pain and a lot of other stuff. What happened?
Yeah, recently, a lady came into our healing rooms, and she had 17 years of issues going on in her body. Pain and autoimmune system problems and chronic fatigue, and doctors just couldn't pinpoint it. What was going on? They'd run her through test after test, you know. So she comes in and she starts telling us her story. And on her body, as a seer, I could see. So on her body, I could see little holes, looked like little wounds, and I could see them oozing. And so I said, you know, would you mind if we could pray if you have any emotional wounds? I just feel like maybe that's where the enemy might have his hand. He might be working over you, and that's why maybe you're sick. Is there anything going on? And then our team got a bunch of words they heard from the Lord, you know, about certain things. And as we prayed for those, she got healed. She got healed. As she got healed emotionally, we could see sickness come off of her. But as we prayed, one by one by one thing just melted off of her, and she got healed. It was amazing.
Now, when you go to heaven, many times you're taken to specific rooms.
Yeah.
My producer said, be sure to ask Anna about the mailer room. What is that?
Yeah, I love the mailer room. One day God took me to heaven, and He, you know, I walked into this room, and I could see, as far as my eyes could see, I could see shelves, and I could see these little packages on the shelves, and it was like as high up as I could see and as far as I could see, and I could see angels, and it was a busy room. Mm-hmm. There's just angels bustling all about the room, and I could see the Lord, I could see Jesus right in the center of the room, and I could see these angels go and look and take a package and tuck it in there, you know, and then go down, and they would get their instructions from Jesus. And then certain angels weren't moving though, and like some of them were just standing still at the shelves and waiting. You know, I asked Jesus, you know, what's going on here in this room? And He said, these are my messengers, and they're bringing answers to my saints' prayers. And these ones are waiting for the prayers to be released. So they're waiting for people to pray, and they were just waiting to bring that answer.
So it's a two-way relationship.
Yeah.
The angels respond to us asking. If we don't ask, we don't get. Sounds like scripture.
Yeah. It's my whole idea of that has been changed since that moment.
Okay. This is what I know. There's some angels with packages from heaven, and they want to deliver it to you. You ask, and you shall receive. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Just beyond what your eyes can see, there is a very real spirit world. This unseen realm is responsible for many everyday happenings, both good and bad. Understanding how to activate the seer anointing will help you avoid the traps set by the enemy to keep you from accessing your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough. Anna Werner wants to release to you a powerful impartation that will help you begin seeing into the spirit realm. Call now and get Anna Werner's powerful brand new book and anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Seer's Path. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9449. Anna Werner's brand new book and three-part audio CD teaching series is your invitation to begin experiencing heaven, angels, and the invisible realm of the spirit. Through these one-of-a-kind ministry resources, you will gain a biblical understanding of what defines a seer. Understand that although not all Christians are seers, all believers can develop the ability to see into the spirit realm and operate in the supernatural. Receive practical God-given keys to seeing into the spiritual realm. Obtain unique insights into the workings of angels and demons. Receive essential tools for engaging in victorious spiritual warfare. Acquire insider glimpses into the rooms of heaven and realms of God's glory. Anna Werner has seen in her ministry just about every type of healing and miracle, including the blind seeing, infectious tumors shrinking, and so much more. She wants to help you operate in the supernatural, and she wants to impart to you the seer anointing.
I spent time answering questions and answers with people about seer anointing and praying impartation for being able to see in the spirit.
Expect to begin to sense what's in the atmosphere. Expect to see glimpses as well as full revelation of prophetic pictures, angelic and heavenly encounters with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Expect the Lord to speak to you more through your dream life.
I'm really excited. Just there's a healing anointing on the CDs as well. So if you're needing healing in your body as well, this is for you too.
I want you to be able to see in the spirit realm. I want you to see angels. I want you to see all the wonderful things God is doing. And then I want you to see that thief trying to steal something from you. And I want you to stop him in his tracks. Anna will answer your questions and tell about a heavenly encounter that will change your life.
Don't miss out on getting Anna Werner's powerful brand new book and anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Seer's Path, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9449. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9449 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Anna, you're just minding your own business, and you look out and you see floating in the air someone's spinal cord. Explain that.
Yeah. I was, doing healing ministry, and I saw this angel one time walking carrying a spinal cord. And my dad's a chiropractor, so I know what a spinal cord looks like. And he was carrying this spinal cord, and I thought, hey, I want to follow that angel. So I said to my team, let's go follow that angel. I think God's on something. He's up to something. So we follow the angel. Went to this lady was sitting there. She was in a wheelchair. And we came to her and said, hey, we've got great news. There's an angel here holding a spinal cord standing right behind you. Can we pray for you? So we went, we laid hands on her, she got healed.
How long had she suffered?
Oh, more than 20 years. She had partial paralyzation in her body. There was an auto accident that happened. So she had a spinal, it hit her neck. And so it had partially paralyzed the left side of her body. And so as we prayed, I could see the angel, it was almost like transposing, I could see the spinal cord in his hand being placed over her spinal cord. And then I said, okay, have you test it out. How do you feel? And she said, she looked at me kind of reluctantly, she's been, you gotta be kidding me. Who are you to have me do this? So I said, just try. Come on, let's just try. So she stood up and she's like, oh, I've been healed.
Speaking of being healed, is God telling you about anyone being healed right now? Speak it out.
Yeah, I just feel that as I've been talking about, spinal cords, there's someone here who's listening to this who needs their back healed. You've had an injury that's been ongoing for years. You've probably gone to seek much help from different doctors, and it just hasn't released. And it's like a pinched nerve that just shoots pain down your back. And the Lord is healing you right now. Even in this moment, the Lord is healing you and wants you completely set free. So in Jesus' name, I just declare healing for your spine from head to toe, that pinched nerve will be completely healed right now. Thank you, Father.
Get up and bend over, and you'll walk right into your healing. Now, Anna, you had an image appear when you were preparing for this television show. Tell me about that image.
Yeah, so the Lord, you know, took me up to heaven, and I was seated with Jesus up above in heaven, and I could see myself with him, and we looked down, and he said, Anna, extend your hand. Extend your hand. And so I said, okay. So I reached my hand down, and I could see people grabbing my hand, and I would just pull them up with me. I would just pull them up into heaven. And so that's what I love to do, is just train people, and I'm excited for people to get these encounters too.
I volunteer. How about you? Anyone at home? Do what I'm doing. I mean, faith without corresponding action is dead. Would you pray for me and for everyone else right now?
Yes. In Jesus' name, God, we just love you. This is all about you, God. We want to encounter you. We want intimacy with you, Jesus. It's not about having supernatural encounter just for a crazy experience, but God, it's about getting to know you and having intimacy with you. So Father, right now, I just pray for just the ability to see in the spirit, just to be released right now to everyone in this room, to everyone that's watching this or hearing this message, that you would be able to open, God, you would open all of our senses, that we could see you with clarity, see your angels, see the heavenly things with clarity, Father. Come with your presence, God.
When she talks about the love of Jesus, which she experienced in heaven, people get healed. Get ready.
Yeah.
Tell me about the love of Jesus from heaven.
One day, God, I had a real hard day with my daughter, and I said, Lord, would you just take me to heaven? Please. I need an encounter with you, God. So he took me to a room, and God, sometimes it's like the Lord will go with me in a room, and then other times he won't. And so this room, I stood outside the door, and I was with God, and I said, are you going in with me? And he said, mm-mm. And so I put my hand on the doorknob, and when I put my hand on the doorknob, the presence of God was so strong. Sometimes I'm allowed to go in the rooms, and sometimes I'm not, and I could just see what's on the other side of the door, and that was one of these encounters. The power and the power of God was so strong, I could not go in the room, but I could see what was on the other side. So he showed me, and I could see Jesus on the cross. And I don't have the theology to explain that. I'm just telling you, Sid, what I saw. I could see him on the cross, and it was the most beautiful, horrific sight I've ever seen, because I could see him in his broken state. With all the blood, with all the wounds, everything, his flesh torn back, I could see it. I turned to God and I said, why can't I? I want to go in there. I want to go in there with Jesus. Why can't I go in? And he said, Anna, you don't know my love. And I got offended. I said, what do you mean I don't know your love? Like, this is Christian 101. 101, I know that you love me and I love you. What do you mean? And he said, you don't know my love like that. And I was undone by that. At that point, I just let go and I just crumpled on the floor. And I was just crying and crying and crying. Because it's like I just realized how much of the Father's love I still had yet to really understand and experience, you know. And then Jesus, then after some time I cried, Jesus came to me. He came and it was like he was off the cross, his body was healed in his glorified state. He came and he picked me up and he held me. And he just rocked me back and forth. You know, like you rock your children. He just rocked me. And he said, Anna, you don't have to stay like this any longer. And then out of nowhere, I started laughing. I mean, it's like, why would I laugh? I started laughing. And he said, there you go. There you go. In my presence, there's fullness of joy. And I felt the joy of the Lord just being released. I mean, I felt so much joy in that moment, so much freedom. And so that's the love of the Father, man. That's the best.
I pray that you have experiential knowledge of Jesus, that you have your own experience and experience the pure, undefiled, holy love of the Father.
Just beyond what your eyes can see, there is a very real spirit world. This unseen realm is responsible for many everyday happenings, both good and bad. Understanding how to activate the seer anointing will help you avoid the traps set by the enemy to keep you from accessing your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough. Anna Werner wants to release to you a powerful impartation that will help you begin seeing into the spirit realm. Call now and get Anna Werner's powerful brand new book and anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Seer's Path. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9449. Anna Werner's brand new book and three-part audio CD teaching series is your invitation to begin experiencing heaven, angels, and the invisible realm of the spirit. Through these one-of-a-kind ministry resources, you will gain a biblical understanding of what defines a seer. Understand that although not all Christians are seers, all believers can develop the ability to see into the spirit realm and operate in the supernatural. Receive practical, God-given keys to seeing into the spiritual realm. Obtain unique insights into the workings of angels and demons. Receive essential tools for engaging in victorious spiritual warfare. Acquire insider glimpses into the rooms of heaven and realms of God's glory. Anna Werner has seen in her ministry just about every type of healing and miracle, including the blind seeing, infectious tumors shrinking, and so much more. She wants to help you operate in the supernatural, and she wants to impart to you the seer anointing.
I spent time answering questions and answers with people about seer anointing and praying impartation for being able to see in the spirit.
Expect to begin to sense what's in the atmosphere. Expect to see glimpses as well as full revelation of prophetic pictures, angelic and heavenly encounters with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Expect the Lord to speak to you more through your dream life.
I'm really excited. Just there's a healing anointing on the CDs as well. So if you're needing healing in your body as well, this is for you too.
I want you to be able to see in the spirit realm. I want you to see angels. I want you to see all the wonderful things God is doing. And then I want you to see that thief trying to steal something from you. And I want you to stop him in his tracks. Anna will answer your questions and tell about a heavenly encounter that will change your life.
Don't miss out on getting Anna Werner's powerful brand new book and anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Seer's Path, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9449. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9449 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest. I'll tell you, anyone that thinks they have a problem, you don't have a problem. She was abused as a child, got into drugs, ended up in prison. Her life reads like the book of Acts. Why not? She's normal. Normal is defined by the Bible. How many of you want to be drenched every day in God's love? Just two or three? How many? Okay.